talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to give a plug to my latest novel that just got published by Speaking Volumes publisher. The title of it is Milwaukee Jihad. Milwaukee Jihad by Matthew Flynn. Just came out about a week ago. It's a thriller. The premise is ISIS, Islamic terrorists, are planning a 9/11 type attack on the Capitol during the State of the Union address. This time they get stopped and the assassins are themselves assassinated. I won't say anything more. There's some scenes set in Wisconsin and you will recognize, gives my opinion of what the media, the newspapers in Madison, Milwaukee, even in New York would do. Even if they had advanced knowledge, some suspicious things, and how they would handle it in the press. Milwaukee Jihad by Matthew Flynn. It's available wherever books are sold. You can get them on Amazon. Go and order it. You will enjoy it. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks a lot for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Interrupt you. I'm really excited about your new book. It sounds really interesting.
Well, thank you, Jean. Thank you. What's on your mind today? A lot to talk about.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I want to call with your comments, you know, on the tax rebate or money back to the people in the state.
Right.
I personally think that that's an outstanding idea. I know that our schools are getting the Republicans don't care about institutions in our country at all. They could care less if the people get educated. And, of course, they've already siphoned a lot of money to their private buddies in the private school business that rip people off, close their schools, kick their kids out, you know, and run away with the money. We've already seen that a lot in our state. But this money right now at this time in our lives would be very helpful to a lot of people with the rising cost of fuel, you know, school being in, school being out. I mean, the pandemic has really hit people hard and made them really, you know, frustrated and things like that. And this is a visual and tactile thing. You get money back from your government, from your governor, instead of it going to tax breaks for the wealthiest people. Because a lot of people who could really use that money don't pay a lot of taxes. However, they pay a lot in taxes on their phone bills, you know, on anything they purchase that they have to have. So they're paying taxes on everything, even if they don't pay into the state. And I think this would be a really great gesture to show that you really do care. Because I do believe that Tony Evers cares about the people in the state. He doesn't do this for his ego. He doesn't do this for people that are paying into his campaign. He's doing this because he cares about people. And I feel bad about what's happening, you know, to our college and universities, and it makes me angry. But with what we got running our state right now, a bunch of criminals who shouldn't even be allowed to vote on anything
right.
In the state, they should have been taken out in handcuffs, taken down to the police station for gosh darn forgeries. And what they did to help with to foster, you know, January 6th. And I just think that this is just ludicrous. And I don't think those elected officials should be allowed to vote on anything.
Right. You know, Jean, that's, they, you know, as always, passionately and right on, truthfully stated. You know, a couple of things. If this were the state of old, you know, 30, 40 years ago, or if this were a rational state, what you would do with that money, you'd spend a lot more of it on education, on K-12, public education. Spend a lot more of it on the universities to have the premier public education and university system in the country and one of the best in the world. That's what you would do. The problem is, in the present environment, this gerrymandered Republican legislature won't pass anything that would help the state. I mean, nothing that would help the state. What Evers is doing is very, very smart. Some people can say, well, what's $150? To some people, it's a lot of money. I mean, it is a lot of money, but in other words, could you say, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to spend it on education? And in a perfect environment, you might. But for a lot of people, and by the way, to Gene's point, which is a good one, this is not only going to taxpayers. This is going to every resident, even if they don't pay taxes. Some people don't make enough income to pay taxes. Some people are unemployed, and some people simply don't have any tax liability. They will get $150. They have two kids, they'll get $600 for the husband, the wife, and then the two kids. So here's the deal. Historically, going back to Lee Dreyfus, he won a gubernatorial election in 1978. He was a Republican. He was a liberal Republican. He was a very good guy. I knew the guy. You know, I voted for Marty Schreiber. But you get into a situation where you have a couple of billion in surplus, and one side says, I'm going to give it back to the people, and the other says, I'm going to spend it on something. The guy that says, I'm going to give it back to the people in the past has won the election. That's why Evers is doing it. And the Republicans are boxed in. They're saying, no, don't do it. Oh, really? Oh, really? They're the ones that passed the manufacturer's credit that said that, you know, you didn't even have to pay income taxes if you owned a manufacturing company. Doesn't matter if you added new jobs or anything else. Well, why is that? Because they were donors to the Republican Party. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. It disappears, and it ends up in the pockets of their donors. We go to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Well, I was going to ask, you know, is this, if they're going to put anything in
there. Can you take it off the speaker, Dan? We're having trouble hearing you.
All right. Can you hear me?
Go to Mark from the SAC. Dan, try to get that fixed. All right, Dan, can you hear me?
Okay, now Dan hung up.
Dan hung up. Okay, Mark from the SAC, my friend. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, Gene hit it out of the park. I mean, that the current version of Republican politics, which it just baffles me, that... And in Wisconsin, it's just idiotic because Republicans in this state turn away federal dollars, where in southern Republican states they suck as much taxpayer dollars coming in from the federal government as possible. Now the Republicans are touting, oh, there's going to be infrastructure spending on broadband. Well, we could have had that 10 years ago. When Barack Obama was going to give it to us, and Scott Walker said, "No, we don't want the federal money," because it wasn't for the good of the party, of his party.
Right.
Though they went along with it, it was just a vanity campaign for Scott Walker, who mommy was probably telling him, all, you know, from the time he was at her breast, that, oh, you're going to be president of the United States someday. You're going to be president of the United States one day. Well, what a talentless hack like Scott Walker can actually run for president in this country, it's pretty sad, because the man is without scruples at all. And maybe that's
right.
What
you know, you're making a very good point. People, pay attention to what Mark's saying. We were offered broadband 10 years ago. And you know something? Everybody knows that Scott Walker gave up Medicaid money and he gave up train money. He gave up broadband money, and that would have gone to rural areas, his constituents. And he wanted to look pristine as a conservative. He turned that down. And now these people are attacking Biden. We're going to the lines. Dan and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, I was going to ask,
if the money that Evers wants to put into education, you know, if that's going to be one-time money, because I would say if it's going to be one-time money, then, you know, he should really point out the fact that he's going to put it into, like, a one-time use. I guess what I'm thinking is, you know, with the pandemic and everything that kids have been going through, you know, schools really desperately are in need of better mental health services within the buildings. I mean, we have so many students suffering mental health issues right now, and, you know, the pandemic has so exacerbated that, and it would be really nice to see him put, you know, I know the schools need money for other things too. Schools always need money, but, you know, it'd be nice to see some of that money going towards getting some, you know, social workers in school districts.
Right.
A lot of schools have lost their social workers.
Yeah, you know, we're coming up in a break. You're making a very good point. I'm going to address some of it now and a little after the break, Dan. But the truth of the matter is, this money is needed in education. And even though it's one time, so to speak, that doesn't mean it can't be in the future legislatures. They've cut education. They've cut it, the Republicans. This is simply restoring some of it. Future legislatures should restore even more than this. So it isn't one time. But you are right. There's such strains put on schools, mental health, social workers. Kids need laptops to do their homework. It's a terrible situation. They need money. Look for Voss to try to block it. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.